April 7th. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. The Easter I was 5, we were in the middle of the Great Depression. There was no money for new dresses for my sisters and me, but Mama dyed some old organdy curtains a lovely shade of mint green. Using a pattern cut from old newspapers, she cut the dresses out. Then she sewed them by hand, making French seams and added wide ruffled collars. They were the most beautiful dresses I had ever seen. Easter morning, Mama dressed us in our finery, then brushed our hair into long curls and warned us to behave while she got dressed for church. My sister sat quietly while I fidgeted in a big, scratchy chair. I had a bad habit of chewing on my collars, and soon my beautiful new dress was surely ruined. Ashamed of what I had done, I started to cry. Mama took one look, went to the sewing room, and returned with another collar, complete with tiny snaps. She snapped off the chewed-up collar and snapped on the new one. "See, honey," she comforted me. "Mama made some extra ones for you, just in case." I was so relieved to know that she knew my bad habit, anticipated it, and forgave me, that I never chewed a collar again. God knows our sins. He foresaw my shortcomings long before I was born. He still loved me so very much that He sent Jesus to save me and the Holy Spirit to comfort me. Lord, I thank You for anticipating my weaknesses and redeeming them.